Alan speaking.
Hi, Alan. It's Tina from Local Splash. I'm getting back to you. I got your message.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So I think the card might still be good, but perhaps it's a different expiration because it's saying that we're having like a problem with the CVB failure. So I think maybe it's the same number with a different expiration.
No, my card got compromised, so I actually have a different card.
Oh, it's a whole new number. Interesting. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, well, the last four are going to be number. Everything else is the same.
Okay, so just let's start off fresh then and make sure that we get it correct. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, hold on a second, please.
Of course, take your time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you my card number here.
Sure.
Yeah, my card got compromised, but you don't go into my checking account. You just go for my card number, right?
Correct. We accept debits and credits, all major cards, but not like an ACH, like a routing and account number, but all cards we do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So. Who was the person who said were going to suspend me? That really upset me today.
You know, those are canned emails and canned texts that go out automatically when a payment fails. It's meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But I agree with you, Alan. I think that our company needs to reword that because that sounds horrible. Even if an account does get suspended, what happens is everything stays active. It's just that the technicians don't do any active programming while it's in suspension. So anything that happened between January 6th and today, it absolutely did not affect your placement. But I'm going to talk to our owner and the executives here and see if they can reword those canned emails because I think it's a little harsh. And, you know, you're not first one that mentioned that to me. So I really thank you for your feedback because that helps us too. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I mean, especially, when I got that text message, I was in a dead area too. I couldn't even respond back.
So
I was like, I was upset. I wasn't having a great day. That just didn't add to it.
Yes. Well, I definitely apologize for that, Alan. And, hopefully if this issue ever happens again, that's going to be fixed and it's not going to send out a text like that. But I'm going to have them fix those canned emails and those canned texts because, one person even got mad at me. They responded to an email that said that and said, Tina, you should reread it and you should listen to your tone. And I wrote her back. I'm like, I'm so sorry. That's just a canned email. So please, I didn't mean anything. Thing by a tone,
Right.
Yeah, and so you're not the first one that's mentioned that, so we'll definitely get it fixed.
Okay.
All
right. Ready when you are.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready, Alan.
Okay. It's a Visa card.
Mm-hmm.
4355.
Okay.
3605.
Okay.
0415.
Mm-hmm.
2407.
Okay.
With an expiration of 0727.
Okay. And
the three digits are 412.
Okay. Now, I assume it's still the 6815 South Spartan for the billing, or is it different?
Correct.
It
yep.
is the same. Okay, perfect. So this one should work no problem. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. Oh, good. I got the green light. So everything processed. So thank you so much for updating that, Alan. And I do apologize once again for that, text or that email that went out, but we will get that fixed. And in the meantime, the rest of your day too, okay?
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks. I appreciate that. Okay,
and wish happy, I usually speak to Nadine, so wish her Happy New Year too for me.
Oh, I'll let her know. She's a sweetheart. I'll send her a message right now that you said that. She'd probably be glad that you said it. So I'll definitely reach out to her. Okay. All right. All take care now. Okay, bye,
Thank
Ellen.
You.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.